From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Thursday, June 2nd. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
I started Neai Theatre 30 years ago, and in those days, we didn't perform in theatres. We performed outdoors by firelight, in the middle of the woods, in old broken-down buildings like Gunpowder Works.
And these days, Mike Shepherd and the Neai Theatre Company are filling Memminger Auditorium with an explosive retelling of the story, The Red Shoes. More from Shepherd and the actress playing the girl in those shoes in just a bit.
I live in Berkeley, which is sort of little nest of liberalism, and it's easy to say, we want peace, no war. It's very easy to do that. The reality is, of course, complicated.
For her solo piano work, A Sweeter Music, pianist Sarah Cahill invited 18 contemporary composers to write music reflecting on peace and war. She brought selections from it for a concert today as part of Spoleto's contemporary series, Music in Time. The title of the work is inspired by a line from Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1964 Nobel lecture, "We must see that peace represents a sweeter music, a cosmic melody that is far superior to the discords of war."
How do you write music about something? Because it's such an abstract art form. So each composer has approached it very differently.
Well-known contemporary composers contributed to the work, including Yoko Ono, Meredith Monk, and Terry Riley. Cahill also included the young composer Preben Antonsen. He's a student of John Adams and was 17 years old when he wrote his contribution to A Sweeter Music called Dar al-Harb.
Preben's cousin was an interrogator, and you put that in quotes, in the Iraq War. And he had this phrase, Dar al-Harb, tattooed on his arm, House of War, the Western world, the kind of decadent Western world. Preben's cousin had this tattooed on him as a kind of badge of honor.
It's still a story about the girl who wants to have red shoes.
Patricia Kujawska plays that girl in the Neai Theatre Company's haunting adaptation of Hans Christian Andersen's tale, The Red Shoes.
It's a story about daring to dream something which you shouldn't, and about a human strength to survive.
There are some constants in a Neai production.
Live music always there. A certain level of humor, of darkness, of mischief.
There's a simple set, a narrator who would fit in at a cabaret or circus, and the rest of the cast assume the roles needed to tell the story.
It's the story of the girl who desperately wanted the red shoes, was warned about them, put them on, and then couldn't stop dancing. But of course, it's a metaphor for all sorts of things. And I think theatre should have ambiguity, but it's whatever the red shoes represent for you. It's kind of, we've all got a pair of red shoes kicking under our bed, which we either ignore or give into. It starts with the actors very exposed, very vulnerable, and actually in underwear. It's an ensemble piece, and so it is a chorus of storytellers.
Performer and joint artistic director for Neai, Mike Shepherd, dons a butcher's apron, a minister's garb, but no pants, and says the cast members are supposed to have a haunted look.
We're these guys that have been through a war. We kind of seen things that we shouldn't have seen and done things that we shouldn't have done. So it's a kind of dark place that we're in.
There are performances tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. You can hear more from all our guests and get schedule information at spoletofest.org. And updated Latin American folk songs will be echoing in the College of Charleston Cistern Yard tomorrow night as bassist Willie Gonzalez and singer Micaela Vita make their U.S. debut.
Me bautizaron los parches en una tarde de enero, girando sobre el salitre viejas mudanzas de fuego. Bailaron todos los diablos como si fuera un infierno. Recuerdos de antaño que nunca se pierden.
The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.